Yes, that was the Bluebells there and Young at Heart. And on the line now I have Mick Fernan from Sphere 17. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, John.
Thanks very much for taking the call. Now, you're celebrating your 10th anniversary, and but we'll talk about that in a moment. Would you just tell the listeners a bit about the background of Sphere 17 and how it came about?
Okay, well, look, thanks for the opportunity. Sphere 17 is a regional youth service that works with young people between the ages of 10 to 21 years, primarily in the Dublin 17 area. We were established 10 years ago in 2005, and they merged the three pre-existing youth projects in the area at the time. So we have about 15 staff in all, and we have three centres that we operate across the Dublin 17 area, and we provide a range of different programmes and activities and services to reflect the interests and the issues and needs of young people who voluntarily engage in the service. Just in the last number of weeks we had the auspicious occasion of being able to mark not just our 10 years here providing service with and to young people, but also the occasion of opening a new youth centre in Priorswood, which was a kind of a long time in the working. So celebration all round.
Yeah, the last time I spoke about, I think it was Priorswood, there was a centre there for young people and it had been damaged and all that. Is this the same centre?
Indeed it is, yeah. Well, actually, I suppose technically it's not the same centre in that what was there before was an old prefab building. When we took over operations in 2005, that was known as the Priorswood Youth Activity Centre, and indeed it owed nobody anything. It was secondhand, I think, at the time it arrived, and that was maybe up on 25-30 years ago, and I think it was used by the school, I suppose, originally, and in recent years then it was used for youth activity. And when we took it over, we had put a little bit of money into it to try and keep it operational, but it was damp and it was cold, and obviously it wasn't very secure, and we had a number of break-ins much to the disappointment of the young people and the staff in particular, who were having to fork out and replace from their very finite budgets for equipment and stuff that was stolen from young people. But, so those were some of the kind of the down days, I guess. But we had always envisaged, if we could raise the funds, that we would look to try and replace it. And that's essentially what we did. So we have a new modular building kind of on the footprint of the old building. With the blessing of the parish house there, pardon the pun, we got a license to secure that property for another 10 years, and we got funding from various different sources. We fundraised a considerable amount ourselves with the help of young people and other local people, but we secured funding as well from the Irish Youth Justice Service and from the Department of Children and Youth Affairs, and St. Stephen's Green Trust were of help as well. So we were very fortunate. I think the total cost of the project was about 120 odd thousand euros, to turn the key and go in the door. And we've been there now about a year, but we just kind of got final sign off from the architect that everything was hunky-dory. So we were taking the opportunity to mark the two occasions of the new youth centre and as I said, the 10 years in operations together on the one day.
Well, that's great. It's a fantastic achievement, and I take it the building now is much more secure than it was.
Yeah, well, we'll hope so. Time will tell. It's certainly brighter, and it's, yeah. One of the things was that you had to kind of go around the back of it to access it, whereas now the entrance is on the roadside. And to be honest with you, we've had a lot of good support from neighbours in the area, which is very important. I mean, ultimately, our goal is that the service and all the centres really bed in into the community in a way that they're owned not just by the young people, but by the community themselves as well. And ultimately, that means things like, the centre gets used for things, maybe other than youth service activity, or certainly for things with young people that don't require the staff of Sphere 17 to lead out. So, for example, in the long term, I'd love to see an occasion where parents or other people in the community might be interested enough in youth service activity or activity with young people that they might run a breakfast club there as we do once a month, but they might do it maybe, you know, more frequently, or they might come in for activities during the evenings and in the week time if it suited them as volunteers. But they'd get the opportunity to experience what it's like to work with young people. They'd be supported and trained, but ultimately, you know, they would run it themselves with the support of the youth service, and it would be a real community resource. I mean, as is, we've had, you know, we've had occasions where we're able to happily support activities such as the men's shed, who are based up in that area, among other activities that aren't necessarily directly related to our own activities. But that's the idea of having a community resource like that, that you make it as available as possible when you can.
Yeah, so you want to get parents, community, everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think the more people are involved, I think the more awareness people will have as to what's going on in there. And indeed, you know, kind of keep an eye out on the building and stuff as well. So we have our alarms and, you know, we have our security. But, you know, I guess if people are determined to get in, people are determined to get in. And I guess some might say better they break into a centre like that than break into someone's home. And sometimes it's hard to argue with that, you know. But, I mean, we'd be keen that people would see this as very much a resource for the community and for the young people of the community, and be trying to do right by it then in terms of being vigilant for us.
Yeah, well, now just listening to you there talking, we just stress that the bigger population are fantastic people. The community are absolutely fantastic people. And it's just a very small minority of that.
Of course.
Now, you mentioned various services for young people. Would you just tell us about a couple of them maybe?
Yeah, well, I guess our programme of activity can be broadly broken out into four areas. We run open access activities from the three centres, and they typically look like drop-in activities. So they might be after-school activities for kids in primary school, perhaps, or even in drop-in activities for older age groups. Then we have structured groups, or interest-based groups. So, for example, where you might have a smaller group of young people, and based on what they've said or needs you've identified, you decide to run a specific program. You know, so for example, they can vary hugely. We're doing some stuff at the moment with young people who are interested in volunteering. There's another program called the Virtual Baby Dolls program, which is, I suppose, it's a kind of a sexual health program training up young people about sexual health in general, and then specifically about the responsibilities involved in raising a baby. The idea behind it is to create more awareness as to how onerous this is, and maybe encourage people to be careful. The program ends in the young people taking home a virtual doll, and these are kind of expensive pieces of equipment where they're programmed to behave just like a real infant, and then, you know, that comes back and it's fed into the computer, and you can just tell how the young person got on. Some of the other programs we have outdoor education activities that are going on. We have run residential activities there over the Halloween. We have a Christmas charity fundraising project kind of underway, or hopefully getting that underway shortly. We ran programs around Halloween safety of late. Obviously, that's particularly important given the time of year that it is. So those are some of the kind of structured programs that we might run. Also then, the two other aspects are detached youth work, which is where youth workers would go out and cover the area of Dublin 17 and set routes on set evenings, engaging with young people that they meet around the area. That's to reflect the fact that not all young people want to or are aware of maybe the centre, is probably more the former. And we would just kind of chat with them and check in with them and see what's going on, and give ourselves a sense as to what's happening in the area. And then the other piece, probably a bigger piece of our work in recent years, is the one-to-one work or the support work. So fundamental to all work with young people in our service is creating the space where young people can feel safe and welcome and hang out with their friends. And from that, relationships develop, and you can run programs and you can run activities. But also, young people can sometimes approach youth workers or identify areas where they need support, and then it may be related to school or stuff at home or stuff in the community or whatever, stuff with their friends. And they're provided with a bit of support around that, or information or referral, as the case may be. One of the more interesting projects that I've been involved in, particularly myself of late, is a collaboration with four other local organisations, ourselves, the New Life Centre, target counselling in the Northside Partnership, known as the Listen Project. And that's a listening service for young people between the ages of 12 and 21, which is free of charge, where they get to sit with a counsellor, a trained counsellor, for up to 8 sessions, and they can just discuss any issues that are of concern to them. And the idea behind that is to provide young people with the space to be heard, and also that they can develop some coping strategies themselves. We can't prevent bad stuff happening to people, and certainly they don't deserve it, but what we can try and do through the services we provide is give some information and support to young people to better manage those when they do happen. So that's an interesting project that's going on now. It's restricted by funding, and we're hoping to get more funding in the short term, but I definitely think it's one that has had great success thus far, and hopefully will continue long into the future.
It's fantastic work you're doing, Mick, and you should be very proud of yourselves, and I'm sure it's very fulfilling a lot of the time. If there's anything NearFM can do to be of assistance to you, just let us know, and in particular the Christmas charity thing, we can push that for you when nearer the date.
Yeah, well, look, I know that I'm very grateful for that, and I know that in the past we've done some projects with yourselves, and indeed I actually think there's one in the pipeline in relation to, following on from the equality referendum there. There was a lot of discussion among young people about LGBT issues and what that means, and awareness among other young people, and we developed a bit of a peer training program where a group of young people between the ages of 15 and 18 are looking now to train up other young people or generate awareness among other young people about these issues. And I think there has been conversations with yourselves and NearFM around that as well, in terms of promoting that. So, but certainly in relation to the fundraiser, yeah, there's some ideas floating around, and I think we have a cause in mind, but I'd love to get back to John, down the line and chat more about the closer to the time.
Yeah, that'd be more than welcome. If anybody wants to make contact, Mick, is there...
Yeah, well, look, lots of different ways. There's our website, sphere17.ie, our email, generalmail@sphere17.ie, or, the old-fashioned telephone, 867-4348. Or look, pop in and say hi. We're here in Darndale next to the Parish Hall. We have that new news centre I spoke about, just down from the St. Francis Primary School on the corner there, on Clonshock Drive, I think it is. And then we're over in Bonnybrook as well, just next to Coolock Development Centre there, on Adair Road, and that's the Bonnybrook Youth Centre. So any of those areas, please, if the door's open and you're going by, and pop in, it's a community building. It's good for people to come in and find out what goes on and learn a bit, and certainly I'd like to think you'll get a good welcome, particularly if there's young people there.
Okay, well, listen, Mick, thank you very much for taking the call this morning, and we will talk again in the very near future. Thank you, Mick.
No problem, John. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.